I will call the meeting of the Sussex County Council, January 19th, 2010, to order. First item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, have you any changes?
Yes, I have several to recommend. First, under Mr. Godwin, the report on the automotive fleet, we'd like to defer on that for another week.
Good idea.
And also, under executive session, we'd like to delete the item pending potential litigation.
Okay.
Spared. Any council members have changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. In your packets were the January 5th minutes. Are there any changes or modifications? If not,
I do have one minor change.
Yes, sir. Mr. Vincent.
Where we had nominations and election of officers for council.
Uh-huh.
On page 2, where it said that Mr. Cole nominated me, and I'm seconding the motion myself. I did not do that.
You
Mr.
did.
Wilson seconded that motion.
So noted. Appreciate that. Are there any other changes? In light of that change, I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the January 5th minutes as amended by Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Reading of the correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We do have several letters today. The first is from Westside New Beginnings, Inc., West Rehoboth Children and Youth Program. Dear Sussex County Council members, thank you for your recent donation of $500 to the West Rehoboth Children and Youth Foundation. Your donation was received January 2nd, 2010. We are grateful for your commitment to the West Rehoboth community. Based on your generosity, we will be able to continue to provide basic necessities to the low-income children who come to our doors at the Westside New Beginnings, Inc. Community Center. We have been very fortunate to have good friends such as you to assist us with our mission. It was signed by Brenda Milburn and Diaz Bonneville. The second letter is from the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers. Dear members of Sussex County Council, the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers would like to thank you for your recent grant totaling $500 to our Toy Fund campaign. Excuse me. Many a child's Christmas has been brightened through our toy program and is through the generosity of organizations and individuals like yourself that makes our toy-making program possible. This past year, our club fabricated over 1,000 Christmas toys that were distributed to needy children. Thanks again for your support. And that letter was signed by Thomas Matty, Secretary. The next letter is from the Salvation Army. Dear Mr. Baker, thank you for being part of a strong history and even stronger mission as indicated by your recent gift in the Human Service Grant category. The work of the Salvation Army in Delaware today is a culmination of more than 100 years with the same mission, to meet human needs in His name without discrimination. You can rest assured that we will be doing the most good, as our current motto says, with the treasure you have entrusted to us. The Salvation Army is dependent upon caring people like you to support us in our effort to meet the needs of our struggling brothers and sisters, as well as support the many outreach programs we offer to the people of Sussex County. And we have one additional item that I'd like to address, Mr. President. Last week, a question came up concerning pensions and whether or not that someone who had retired from Sussex County could then turn around and run for public office. They can run. Mm-hmm. However, if they would run for a Sussex County position and during the time that they served in that elected position, they would not be eligible for their pension from the county. It would not go away. It would just be abated during that period of time. The state law has no similar statutes. So someone who retires from the state or from the county can run for state office and receive their pensions. Likewise, Newcastle County and Kent County, like the state, have no restrictions. Sussex County is the only jurisdiction among the counties and state that has that restriction.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Are there any other correspondences? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker, our county administrator.
Yes. Good morning. Thank
Good morning.
You. The first item I have on the agenda is property tax amnesty program, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on the status of this. As previously discussed, we are working on a 50% property tax penalty amnesty program for delinquent taxpayers. Each school district has been asked for their support for the proposal at this point.
Do your microphone.
Okay, at this point, it appears that possibly all 8 Sussex County school districts may agree to participate. And our proposal is to offer this 50% property tax penalty reduction for a period of approximately 30 days for those who pay their delinquent property taxes in full. Our goal is to send out a bill offering the program, which will show the savings to the taxpayer and encourage them to pay within the 30 days. We do expect to send the notice out either the end of this month or the end of February. We have with us today Ms. Katrina Mears, again, our new collection manager, and Amanda Bennett, who are somewhere out there, I believe. So, regarding sewer and water districts, during late January, we will send out a notice for regular sewer and water districts, which include Dewey Beach, Bethany, South Bethany, Fenwick, Ellendale, Blades, Ocean View, Millville. Our sewer customers will all have 30 days to pay in full until approximately March 1st. And then for those delinquent sewer customers, and then they can take advantage of the 50% amnesty program. Last month, we offered this for our Long Neck and Oak Orchard sewer customers, and we have had roughly 315 participate in it. And I do have a copy of the handout that drafted a handout that, to go out in the sewer bills, just for your information. So that's all I had on that particular item. It's not an action item. The next item is the county administrator's report, and I wanted to make you aware of a Delaware Department of Transportation public workshop. DelDOT will be holding a public workshop regarding improvements to the intersection of Zor Road, Speedway Road, and Bethesda Road, south of Georgetown. This is scheduled on January 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sussex Central High School cafeteria. And also attached is a Delaware Solid Waste Authority report showing over 25,000 pounds of recycled material that was received at the recycle station at the West Complex property parking lot during the month of December. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any questions for our administrator? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Godwin.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. This morning we have just one request for disbursement from your annual municipal police grant fund. That request comes to us from the town of Dewey Beach. They're requesting a full disbursement of their allotment this year of $15,000, which will partially fund the purchase of a new Econoline prisoner transport van. The purchase price of this van is estimated to be over $40,000, of which this $15,000 would partially fund. And I have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve a disbursement of $15,000 to the town of Dewey Beach as their allotment from the Municipal Police Fund grant for the purchase of a prisoner transport van.
Mm-hmm. Is that this year's?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I accept the motion by Ms. Deaver. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the local law enforcement grant request as read by Mr. Godwin.
Money's already in this budget?
Yes, that's in this budget,
correct. It's not an additional expenditure.
No, this is just a disbursement from that fund.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
If there's no further questions, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Mr. Izzo?
Yes.
Good morning. I have just one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to a proposed bid award for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. The results of the bid opening are being distributed as we speak. I should mention that this proposed bid will increase the capacity of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility from its current permitted amount of 1.4 million gallons per day to over 2 million gallons per day. But just as important, it will increase the level of treatment, and it will, at its completion, it will meet the pollution control strategy that was adopted by DENREC for the Inland Bays watershed in December 2008. If you look at the bid results, you'll see we had a good turnout of bidders. We had 9 firms actually bid on the contract. Our engineer's estimate for the base bid and the alternative bid items was $14.6 million. When we opened up the bids, the apparent low bidder was Bering Construction of Sudlersville, Maryland. However, after consulting with the county attorney, we reviewed the bid documents, and it became apparent that Bering had not filled out the bid documents properly, and their bid was determined to be non-responsive. As a result, the apparent low bidder is Wading Turner Construction Company of Baltimore, Maryland, at a total bid of $13,212,197. And it would be our recommendation, along with the county attorney, that the bid be awarded to Whiting Turner Contracting Company of Baltimore, Maryland.
Any questions for our county engineer? It does appear that that comes in at $1.4 million lower than the engineer's estimate, which is a result of the competitive environment, I suppose, that we're in.
That is correct. That
Very
is correct.
Good news.
Okay, I have a motion that I can read if there aren't any more questions.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, the county engineering department, and the county attorneys, that Sussex County project number 09-21, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 1 expansion, be awarded to Whiting Turner Contracting Company of Baltimore, Maryland, at the alternate bid amount of $13,212,197, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and the Rural Utility Service.
Could I get that motion, please?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the bid award as read by Mr. Izzo for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility to be awarded to Whiting Turner. Is there any discussion?
And this, there are stimulus funds.
Yeah, and it's very imperative that we award this today. We have to have a signed contract before February 17, 2010, so that gives us less than a month. So we're all set to go if the council approves this motion today.
Right. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thanks, you.
Mike. Mr. Brad Hawks.
Morning, all. This morning I have to review with you a Millville sewer construction item, which is Millville contract 0506D. It was with Teal Construction. The contract has, the work has been completed. We have since gone through all the final as-builts and documents and have determined that there would be a credit to the contract in the amount of approximately $92,000. I understand you, in your packet, you would have had just a kind of some cliff notes or a cover sheet to that effect. I can tell you that the credit was made up of a various balancing of items. Some quantities we exceeded, some quantities we were under. Which resulted in that item. I can also tell you that the contract time was exceeded due to inclement weather for hot mix and topsoil type restoration, but everything is in order at this point, and I would have a motion for the credit balancing change order.
Okay.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultants, Whitman Reckward and Associates, LLP, that the balancing change order for Sussex County Contract 05-06D, Millville Expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, Northwest Subdivisions and Railway Road North with Teal Construction, Inc., be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $92,415.12 for a new contract total of $2,356,052.88, and increases the contract time by 50 calendar days, contingent upon receipt of the approval from the funding agencies.
Could I get that motion from council?
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Millville expansion balancing change order. Is there any questions?
Will that help bring down the costs to the users?
We did, in determining the rates, we did estimate this amount.
It's already, but there is a positive move in that direction?
That has a positive impact
Wonderful.
On the rates. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Any other questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Brad. Mr. Jones?
The item I have on the agenda is a balancing change order and substantial completion for the Pump Station 31 Force Main Project, contract number 08-11, that was built by Underground Utilities Corporation. The project basically was 6,200 linear feet of force main that was built in the shoulder of Route 54. In the restoration, of course, of the shoulder of 54. The balance and change order adjusted the bid quantities, final payment quantities, and increased the contract time by 21 calendar days. This was due to some snow and rain events we had this spring, which made working on Route 54 unsafe. The contract basically is reduced by $57,951.69. And a final cost of $570,053.31. And the project was substantially complete on July 9th, 2009.
Okay. Any questions? Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Whitman Reckhart and Associates, LLP, that the balancing change order for Sussex County Contract 08-11 Pump Station 31 Force Main with Underground Utilities Corporation be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $57,951.69 for a new contract total of $570,053.31 and increases the contract time by 21 calendar days. Substantial completion is granted effective July 9th, 2009, and that final payment be made and any withheld retainage released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Very good. Could I get that motion from council, please?
I'll make motion.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the substantial completion and balancing change order for the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, as read by Mr. Jones. Are there any questions?
It's good news.
If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Jones.
You. Have a good day.
You do the same.
Mr. Moore, we've got just a few minutes before we can hold that public hearing. If there's no objection from council, I wonder if we could go to grant requests.
Okay. There are a few grants today. The first one being the Poly Branch Civic Association. I'm suggesting that we pay this out of the human service funds category. There are still funds available. They didn't make it in on their deadline. Actually, they thought they did and they didn't. And when they realized the checks are going out, I'm suggest recommending that we give them a grant from the Human Service grants of $1,000, mm-hmm. which is in keeping with what we have given the like organizations.
That's good.
Okay. If there's no objection, could I get that motion, please? Ms. Deaver, did not hear you.
I'll make that motion.
Make that motion. Is there a second? I have a motion and a second to approve giving the Holly Branch Civic Association After School Program $1,000 from our Human Service Grant Fund. Any discussion?
If what not, what town are they in?
They are.
You had to ask that, didn't you?
Selbyville, I believe.
Holly Branch Road, Selbyville.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Lewis Senior Center.
What were this? Was the grant last year?
They've received, well, they got Human Service grant funds. Mm-hmm. Then they got a large grant from Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. Then Human Service grant. They've received very large chunks, depending on what year they're looking for. So.
Did they ask for a specific amount?
Not a specific amount, but it is for their programs that they offer to the seniors, medical transportation, screenings, legal and tax advice, activities, and trips. And they have suffered major cutbacks, of course, like all the senior centers, and no increases in their state funding.
Well, I think if it's all right with the council, I would like to give $2,000 out of my account.
Is there a second, please?
You got it.
I have a motion and a second. Give $2,000 to the Lewis Senior Center from Ms. Deaver's account. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Laurel Little League.
I believe Mr. Vincent has a motion.
I'll make a motion that council grant $1,700 from my account and $800 from Councilman Folt's account.
Is there a second, please?
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to grant $1,700 from Mr. Vincent's, $800 from my account to the Laurel Little League. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Long Neck PTO. Ms. Deaver?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it George?
Yeah. I'd like to give $250 to the Long Neck PTO.
It's a motion, Ms. Deaver. Would you like to second that?
Yes, I'd like to second that. I'd also like to give $250.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to give $250 each from Mr. Cole and Ms. Deaver to the Long Neck PTO. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Books. The Delaware Envirothon.
I think we all give to that one, right? I think I'll make a motion. We give $100 each.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $100 each to the Delaware Envirothon for their program expenses. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And lastly, the North Laurel Elementary School.
Did they make a request for that specific amount of money, Mrs. Webb?
Not a specific amount of money.
Is that for the cup stacking?
It's the stacking.
Did we give them money previously?
We have given them money previous years in the amounts between $200 and $500 for different for different funding for different activities.
How about this specific activity?
Stacking, yes, $400.
Was that from?
It was $200 from Mr. Phillips and $200 from Mr. Dukes.
Make a motion we grant $200 from my account and $200 from Council Folt's account.
Is there a second, please?
Second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a motion and a second to grant the Laurel Elementary School for their stacking competition $200 from my account, $200 from Mr. Vincent's account. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I'll vote yes as well. It is a pretty amazing event, and it brings a lot of people into the area. There's quite a bit of economic activity for that period of time. I have firsthand knowledge. Motion carried. We'll go back to our 10:30 a.m. public hearing. Mr. Moore, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for the public hearing on a proposed ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $15,600,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County. At the beginning of the hearing, a brief presentation will be made by our finance director, Susan Webb. She will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After she has completed that presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask questions so that they fully understand the purpose of the ordinance. After that process has been completed, I will open the floor to comments and questions by members of the public. If any member of the public would like to be heard concerning this ordinance, you're required to make your statement from the podium. And before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Ms. Webb?
Thank you. Today is a public hearing for the ordinance to authorize the issuance of $15,600,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of improvements to and expansion of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. The purpose of the bond is to finance the cost of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility expansion. As Mike mentioned earlier, the expansion will take the facility from 1.4 MGDs to 2.2 MGDs. It will serve Long Neck, the existing Oak Orchard Sewer District, the Oak Orchard Expansion, and Angola. They will all be treated here. This expansion also raises the level of treatment to meet the pollution control strategies as adopted by DENREC. This project will be financed by a mix of bonds and grants. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and it is expected that the debt service will be paid from revenues of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility users. The bonds will be sold to the U.S. Department of Agricultural, Rural Development, and State Revolving Fund. A portion of the SRF fund will be from the federal stimulus package in the amount of $1.3 million of principal forgiveness, and this bond issuance is within the legal debt limit of the county.
Is that a rated bond? And the rating would be?
Double A.
Double A.
Are there any other questions of council? Seeing none, is there anyone in the public that would like to speak or ask questions concerning this ordinance? Again, is there anyone in the from the public that would like to speak or ask questions concerning this ordinance? Seeing none, let the record show that no members of the public express their desire to address council concerning this ordinance. As a result, we will close the public hearing record. Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Does council have any discussions before Ms. Webb reads the motion? Okay, Ms. Webb.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the issuance of up to $15,600,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the design, construction, and equipping of improvements to and expansion of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
I'll entertain that motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the issuance of the $15,600,000 general obligation bonds as read by Ms. Webb. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Webb. We have an old business item at this time. We will ask Mr. Robertson to join us.